This is December 23rd, 1945. Dawson Blaley at the microphone. This is the night before Christmas. And we are celebrating Christmas early this year because Isabel expects to go down to the hospital and see if she can find a little baby sister for Jeannie. So I'll turn the mic over to Isabel and see what she has to say.
I think we will have a little scene by the Blaley Trio. And our first song will be Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Real loud this time.
Jingle bell, jingle.
No, very, very
jingle,
loud.
Jingle, jingle.
No, now sing it real nice.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
Now let's sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making
a list. He's checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows if you've been sleeping. He knows if you've been awake. He knows if you've been good or bad.
Well, be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, I guess that takes care of our song. Let's see, what else can we sing? Can we sing Silent Night?
Yeah.
No.
How about singing Happy Birthday to Jean? Jean's going to have a birthday on the 28th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeannie. Happy birthday to you.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
And I think this will conclude our little recording, unless we can get Jeannie to say thank you, everybody, for my happy birthday. Could you say that, Jeannie? Yeah. Say thank you.
Thank you.
For my happy birthday song. For my happy birthday. Can you say happy birthday?
No, I can't.
You can't say it. We'll say Merry Christmas. Can you say Merry Christmas?
Okay.
We'll say Jeannie Blaley. You can say that. What's your name?
Jeannie Blaley.
That's fine. Well, I think that takes care of Jeannie's recording. Let me think. What else could we sing now?
Peter.
Well, you sing that little song that you learned in school about Christmas, about old St. Nick, David.
Oh, up by the housetop, reindeer's pal. Oh, jumps out, oh, good old Santa Claus. Ho, 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 who and go. Ho, 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 who and go. Walk on the housetop and down through the chimney, it's good St. Nick.
Well, that's fine. I never heard that one before. The ages of the three children are David is 6, Jean Marie is 3 on the 28th, and Dickie was 4 the 6th of July.
Why is the garden?
Because
it's not the road.
Oh,
I like going. Hey, you two.
This is December the 23rd, and we are gathered here at the Bliley residence at 965 Arlington. And we have just finished opening our Christmas presents from the Rosenberg family. And I would like the children to tell you about their gifts. Here is David first. He will tell you what he got from his nanny Rosenberg.
Well, I got a nice truck.
What kind of a truck, David? Tell them.
What is it?
Station wagon?
A station wagon.
Do you like it?
Yes, and I put my little man in it. And the back thing goes down.
That's for the people to get out of the station wagon.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jean Marie, what did you get from Nanny Rosenberg? Could you say I got a little wagon?
I got a wagon.
And a pretty dress?
Yeah, blue hat.
With blue flowers?
Blue flowers.
Oh, that's a hard word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like your pretty dress?
Yeah, that was a dress.
Oh, that's fine. And Dickie, what did you get from Nanny?
I got a... What is it?
Don't you know what that is?
A hay wagon.
Hay wagon with horses.
Horses. And what kind is it?
A hay wagon.
A hay wagon.
And also you got some red overalls, didn't you?
Red overalls, too.
I got red overalls, too, though,
for
that one.
Oh, that's right. Oh, but you didn't get red overalls. You got a pretty dress. And maybe we'll have my father tell you what he got for Christmas. Mr. Rosenberg will be the next person to speak.
We have a lamp from Isabel and Dawson, which was beyond description to state as nice as it was. I never expect anything as nice as that for a Christmas present. It was beyond my fondest hope to receive anything as nice as that was.
And now Mother will tell you what she got for Christmas.
You have to come over, Mother.
Well, I received a beautiful underslip. There is no equal to it, and I appreciate it very much because I need one very bad.
And here's Lanny. He'll tell you what he got.
From Isabel and Dawson, I had a scarf, a yellow scarf, which I wanted, and a bow and arrow set, which I wanted too. I thank them very much.
Might I add that I got a lovely pressure cooker from my husband, and also a very beautiful watch, too, from Dawson. And Mother and Daddy gave me a lovely nightgown. And perhaps Dawson would like to say something about his presents. Here, Dawson.
No, Jeannie. Oh, I received a very beautiful watch, too, from Isabel. Waterproof, self-winding watch. And a very nice pair of fur-lined gloves from the Rosenbergs. And also gloves and magazine subscriptions and pajamas from Isabel. I guess that completes the inventory. I wonder what Duke has to say about that. Huh? What do you have to say, huh?
Say Christmas presents, Duke, huh?
Huh? Hey, come on, can't you say something? Huh? He's been barking here all evening, but right now he won't even say anything. I guess we got him quieted down, huh? What do you have to say, huh? Duke. Huh? What do you got to say, huh? Hmm? Huh?
Huh? Oh, say something.
Come on, say something. I guess he has nothing to say. Well, we'll turn it back. There, he finally said something. All right, boy. All right, boy. Come here. Come here, Duke. Come here, lie down. That's a good boy. Yeah, now stay there. Now, how about a little story about Harry from Dickie? Can't you tell us one of those stories about that Harry told you?
He
You tell about the story about Harry and the bone that he had in his foot. Could you tell about that one?
Yes, please.
All right.
Harry had a bone in his foot.
And what happened about the bone?
He gave it to the dog.
He gave it to the dog.
And he chewed way down.
And he chewed it way down.
Right here.
Well, how about the
what?
How about Harry's red corn? Does Harry have red corn?
Harry has red corn. Here's that sick lady.
Hey, if he said a little man would down call it.
Now listen, tell about Harry being sick. Was he very sick?
Yes.
What did he get sick from, Dickie?
Nothing!
Nothing?
No.
Oh, I thought you told me he ate too much candy. Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Well, what has Harry got over in his basement to play with? You tell about that.
Thank you for it.
Do you like the fire engine?
Yes, I like the fire engine too.
You do? Well, you play with Harry's all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, can't you tell about Harry?
Yeah.
You tell him other things about him all the time.
I can tell
him. No, it's just tell me something else about Harry.
That's all the stories I got.
That's all the stories you got?
Oh, I had them.
Well, that's too bad. I'm afraid our Harry stories are out. I believe that concludes our recording tonight of Christmas Eve before Christmas Eve, night before the night before Christmas, 1945.